From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Pressure is building on the regional government of Spain's Catalonia region not to declare independence. Catalan President Carles Puigdemont is set to address his parliament later Tuesday. France and Germany Monday expressed support for continued Spanish unity. Even the mayor of Catalan's capital, Barcelona, Ada Colau, called for collective thinking as a country and avoid placing social cohesion in peril. Spain's opposition socialist leader, Pedro Sánchez, called on Catalonia's leaders to listen to all the people.
Pueblo catalán son muchos.
He pointed to Sunday's mass march in Barcelona against independence. He said Catalan society must not be allowed to fracture. Alana Mocheri is an international relations expert at Madrid's European University.
I think the biggest story here is just how these tensions have been escalated in a way that just wasn't necessary. I think we see a lack of leadership on both sides in this sense. And for most people in Spain, most people who are not on either extreme of this issue are finding the whole situation rather surreal.
An overwhelming percentage of those who voted in the region's independence referendum October 1st voted yes. The Spanish government declared that ballot illegal. Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf Monday called for a peaceful vote as her countrymen headed to the polls Tuesday to choose a replacement for Africa's first female head of state after 12 years in office.
Remember that you are an empowered people. The future of the country is in your hands. Vote for the person and persons you believe will make Liberia a better place.
Tuesday's election expected to be West African country's first peaceful transfer of democratic power in more than 70 years. Johnson Sirleaf credited for moving the country away from civil war. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump tweeted Monday that U.S. attempts to deal with North Korea have failed for more than two decades. Saturday, he tweeted that only one thing will work, an implication many took to mean military action. Monday, Russia and China called for restraint, a message the Atlantic Council's senior fellow Robert Manning called wise advice.
I would throw in the concerns from the Republican chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, which are quite similar, that Trump's tweets are counterproductive and raising tensions unnecessarily.
A reference to outgoing Senator Bob Corker, who warned that President Trump risks putting the U.S. on the path to World War III. Militants in the Northeast Democratic Republic of Congo attacked a UN peacekeeping base northeast of Beni Monday, killing two UN peacekeepers. The mission known as MINUSCO deployed attack helicopters against suspected members of the Allied Democratic Forces, or ADF, a Ugandan Islamist group active near the border. Britain and the European Union appear to be at odds over the status of negotiations, leading to Britain's departure from the EU following last year's referendum. Prime Minister Theresa May, addressing Parliament, cited a new dynamic in the talks, saying the two sides are near agreement on the rights of millions of expatriates. But the European Commission spokesman, Margaritas Schinas, sees the talks differently.
There is a clear sequencing to these talks, and there has been so far no solution found on step one, which is the divorce proceedings. So the ball is entirely in the UK court.
A fifth round of talks opened Monday in Brussels with no real progress reported. University of Chicago professor Richard Thaler was awarded the Nobel Prize for Economics Monday for his work on how the human nature affects supposedly rational markets.
My mantra is, if you want to get people to do something, make it easy. Remove the obstacles. So if we want people to use less energy, figure out ways to make that easy.
Thaler has been influential in the field of behavioral economics with his research showing how traits such as a lack of self-control and fear of losing what one has prompts decisions that may not have the best outcome. Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen Tuesday in a National Day address vowed to defend the island's freedom and democracy. A week before China's Communist Party Congress meets, she also pledged to maintain peace with the mainland. In football, Iceland has become the smallest country ever to qualify for the World Cup after the team defeated Kosovo 2-0. The country has a population of just 330,000. It follows Iceland's shock win last year over England to make the Euro 2016 quarterfinals. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.